everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Stay at Home Actor podcast. This is going to be a very casual, probably very short episode. It's basically like a bonus one, honestly. It's just a solo pod. I remember that when I started the podcast, I kind of described what I wanted to do to be like some episodes be basically a virtual diary of sorts. And so I just felt that it's been a while since I've gave updates. I've done a lot of pop culture happy hour episodes. I've done some interviews and stuff. And I was just thinking that there's been some changes lately in life. And the whole premise of the podcast is to kind of talk about what my journey looks like with like a bait journey. I hate that word. I feel so cringe that I just said that, but you feel me. You feel me. Okay. I have ADD, so sorry in advance. I'm going to try to make this organized. But basically, yeah, this has been like a busy week, I would say, and just some changes overall the past couple months or so. Yeah, Rory is, she's like 7.5 months now, and she'll be 8 months in a couple weeks. And she's such a chill baby, which is a big blessing. So I think that so far things haven't been too bad, honestly, which I'm grateful for. Basically, like when I get auditions, I tape during her naps or at night when she's asleep, which is definitely needed. There's only been really a couple times where we were desperate and Alec is like, the audition was short enough to where he's holding her, bouncing her, and making sure she doesn't make noise while I'm taping. But that's rare. We normally just wait. Let me start with this. I would say about a month-ish ago, I actually left my previous agency, great agency in Atlanta. I am all about being loyal to your reps. And if you feel dissatisfied or feeling like a change, having conversations with them for as much as you can before just jumping ship, seeing what you can do from your end, all of that good stuff. So I definitely did all of that and ultimately just felt it was like in my best interest to go somewhere else for various reasons. Again, nothing against them. Great place. But I was very terrified and a lot of people told me to not do it, honestly. And then some people told me to do it. So there you go. Nobody really knows what they're doing or what they're talking about. But I was very fearful to make the decision. And it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, which is encouraging. And I hope that encourages any of you out there. If you have a big old decision that you have been wanting to make for a long time, you know, follow your gut, okay? Again, I didn't make this on a whim. It had been a long time coming of like trying to figure out what to do. So I've been with a new agency for about a month-ish. I signed with management as well in the spring. They're great. So, I mean, so far, so good. I think I'm just happy that I made that choice. And we'll see how things go moving forward. Things are still, like, slowly picking up. I post about this all the time. I talk about this all the time. I don't ever want to be, like, negative. But as many of us all know, they're saying, people are saying, like, it will take years to get back to where peak TV was. So I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on the topic. I'm really not. Like, this is not that kind of podcast. I don't pretend to be an expert on literally anything. But so yeah, there are things filming again. But from people I chat with, they're thinking there's going to be, and there are, I mean, there's, it's just true. There's less TV filming, but more indie films and all that good stuff. So it's disappointing, but also I'm like, you know, just got to ride the waves along with everyone else. Things will ebb and flow over the years and you just got to do it, you know? So I'm happy with my new place, with my new agency. And I feel like auditions have been pretty good so far. Like, this week has been kind of crazy. Some weeks I don't have any auditions. Some weeks it feels like you either have no auditions for like 3 weeks straight, and then you get 1 week where it's like all jam-packed and very overwhelming. That was this past week for me. So Rory and I actually had an in-person mom baby commercial audition. Well, if she ever books a baby commercial, all that money's going towards her college fund or whatever fund she wants to use it for one day. Okay, we're not weirdos. But we went to that. That was very interesting just to see what, like, ad agencies, what they come up with to try to get a baby to smile. And basically, this audition, my agency submitted photos of her, and then we got called in to audition, mom and baby together. And how do I say this? They straight up want to find the babies that smile make it to the next round. Rory cried. So she will not be making it, okay? Don't tell her that. She thinks she booked it. But I think they need to consult a baby person, because they had this very overstimulating, like, disco ball type stick that's the best way I can describe it, truly, with just flashy colors, just spinning like crazy, and then the lady holding it was making noises like, whoa, wow, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then most of the babies would cry, actually, or would just stare at them like they were crazy. Rory cried. It was funny. We got free snacks. We went to coffee after. I truly, like, this is not coming from a place. That would be icky. All that to say, that was just interesting, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, y'all need to consult a baby person. But I did see this really cute baby who did start giggling, and it was this cute baby with this thick head of hair, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that baby's got it. They were so cute. But that was fun. That was like the start of the week. And then I had like a little flurry of auditions come in for my reps. And this week, there was an audition that I got for, like, and I do not expect to book this. It's like nationwide casting, okay, for a lead in a SAG feature film that would be shooting for 5 weeks in California. I share the story not because I'm expecting to book it, but I'm sharing it to say it was interesting, because it was the first time that I struggled with even just the idea of, if I booked it, like, what would I do? Because if I had gotten an audition like that prior to having a baby, it would be a no-brainer, you know? Like, but I just felt immense guilt for even considering taping the audition. And I told Alec, I was like, maybe I just, and he was like, no, you're going to tape the audition. You're going to tape it. And if you did book it, then we'll just figure it out. And we don't have family in town that can, like, watch her. And my mom and stepdad, like, they work full-time. Alex's parents work full-time. Two of them do work for school. So in the summers, they would totally be able to, like, fly in and help for something like that. But it's not like you can tell production, can you guys just, like, wait for the summer to film this? So we would figure it out. But, you know, I was, like, really struggling with that. Alec was just like, listen, this is your job too, and just because your career path is less conventional than most people's doesn't mean that it's not, like, you're not allowed to do these kinds of things, you know? So that was nice of him, but I did wrestle with it, and I was already trying to, like, game plan in my head of, oh my gosh, if I did book this, would I actually take it? And I think there are some things that you can, like, look at a project and be like, that's not going to be worth it to me. But other things, it would be silly to not take it. And the thing is, like, financially, it would have paid enough to where we would have been able to pay a nanny. So, like, it's not affecting Alex's job negatively. He could still do his job. We could pay a nanny, and then we would still have a profit after to make it worth it. But just the time away really was getting at me. And Alec was like, well, we could like fly in for a week and I could work remotely for a week and you could see her midway through. And I was like, I don't know. But all that to say, it was silly to even get stressed about it because I'm literally probably not even going to book it, you know, like, and I just like taping those kinds of auditions or any audition for practice, but it was definitely the first time that, again, if I didn't have a baby, it would have been a no-brainer to tape it. And then that happened, and I'm still going to tape it because it's what I want to do this with my life, you know, but I don't know. Does that? Anyways, that was that. That was, I just thought that would be interesting to talk through on the podcast because I'm like, that is a real thing that is not easy, and it's easier for people who don't have a child. But I just believe you will always find a way to make it work. You know, you always find a way to make it work. And it's, if you're somebody that really does want children and wants to act, like that's not, it'll be fine. You will find a way to make it work. And it, I just don't believe that you have to, you can't have a career and have a kid, you know, and have a career in acting and have children. You can do both. You can do both. But anyways, that was like the toughest thing this week. And then I had a pre-production meeting for another short film I wrote because good night. I feel like you have to create your own work these days because of the lack of things out there filming. So I'm in post-production right now for a dramatic short film that I wrote. We did over the strike. It was a SAG short film, but it was able to be done over the SAG strike still because it was a SAG micro budget. So that's allowed. It wasn't a big budget or anything. I think it was like, I had $11,000 or $10,000, I think total for my budget for my short film. So don't come at me. Don't come for me. Okay. But I'm in post-production for that right now. And we are so freaking close to being done, but we're having some technical things that we're trying to work through. But I then just wrote a dumb comedic short that I'm working with, or some of my film friends are going to do with me that I'm excited about. Won't have the same budget, but I wrote it in a way that you don't need a huge budget for it. So that's fun and something creative to, I don't even want to say sink my teeth into because it's literally just dumb humor, but it'll be fun. So that's happening there. That's really exciting. So that was all fun, but I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I just brought Rory with me to the meeting, and she did great. She did so great, and I love people who don't judge me for having to bring her to stuff. So if I have any kind of industry meeting or like production meeting and need to bring her, people are so nice about it, which I appreciate. So they just held her and like giggled with her the whole time, and we had coffee and like talked about the short film, and then talked about other stuff happening in the industry, happening in the indie film scene, I should say. And it was nice. It was so nice. And then that morning, this day, this was the craziest day, and I had been posting about it on the podcast Insta. But I woke up early that morning to theater and then checked my email and saw that I had a couple auditions. It was a fun new casting director in New York that I've never auditioned for before, but she's cool. I looked her up, and like one role was smaller than the other, but the director is somebody that Alec loves. So I woke Alec up. That was fun to get to tell him. But I was like, oh, shoot. Like, this was a fast turnaround. So I had my pre-production meeting that morning. And then our printer does not work. So we have got to figure that out. But I just was like frantically. Well, I won't say frantically. I tried to have my ish together, okay? But when Rory was napping, and this was helpful for my ADHD, actually, because I knew I only had a small window of time to get my ish together because I knew I had to tape later that day. So got the audition request that morning, had my meeting in the morning, couldn't look at them. I knew basically I only had an hour to read through both scenes, do all the prep, do all the character prep and all that jazz, and then memorize all the lines. And then when she woke up, you know, obviously I could still look at it, but I actually like was so hyper-focused in that hour that I was able to make it work. And then I taped on Zoom that night with a Zoom reader. Sorry, I had a Zoom reader I taped in my home studio setup, if that was confusing. And we got it done. And I felt great about the auditions, and I'm just thankful. And after I submit my auditions, I really don't think about it anymore. I'm just like, on to the next, on to the next. That's how you learn to have that mindset. If you are an actor, it's kind of like what you have to do. You can't be thinking about the last audition because majority of the time you're not booking, but it's like they say auditioning is the job, and then, you know, they say auditioning is the job, so that's what I focus on. I just focus on trying to do good auditions and make a good impression on whatever casting director I'm auditioning for and also have fun with it. And then when I send it off, I'm done thinking about it. But that was a very long day. The next day was a lot more chill and restful, and my friend came over and she helped me hem an outfit that I recently thrifted, and we just chatted, hung out with Rory, and then I got from my agent, my commercial agent, I got like a sad commercial audition request midday. And it's just funny how when you aren't even thinking about the commercials and you're just, when you aren't even thinking about auditions and, oh, I wish I could get another audition in, because as soon as you turn in an audition, you're like, I need another audition, because you just, it's kind of a numbers game. But I was just having so much fun with my friend, I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I checked my email and I'm like, oh, great, I got a commercial audition request. That's great. And so that one is less of a fast turnaround. Thankfully, it's due this Sunday. And truth be told, I told myself I was going to work on it today, and I have not. So that's fine, but it'll be Gucci, guy. It'll be Gucci. I will look at it this weekend and tape it this weekend and send it in. And then once again, I'm going to do my best and then move on to the next. You know what I'm saying? Just gotta do what you gotta do and have fun with it and be done. I don't know how long this has been, by the way. I don't know. I feel like I've been ranting. Like I said, this is just intended to be a short episode, just kind of talking about recent life things. And also, I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to brag about having a week of a lot of auditions, because there's plenty of weeks where I'm not auditioning at all. And then I feel crazy, like I'm never going to get another audition again. It's just a sick cycle, but we live for it, don't we? We love it. We love it. It's a sick old cycle, but we're doing it. We're in it. We're here for it. And it'll be Gucci. It'll all be Gucci. Just got to live your life. That's my thoughts. You know, you just got to live your life. Have fun with life. Do your best. Forget the rest. Oh, side note. I post about this all the time. I'm sure nobody is shocked. But one of the last episodes we said, oh, when this airs, we'll be in New York. Funny story, we canceled that trip because our dog just kept having seizures. So we're hoping to reschedule, I think, for November. I think we're going to try to do it the week before Thanksgiving so that we can leave our dog at my mom's house and then fly back in and just be with, because we're spending Thanksgiving with my mom. I think that's the plan. Rucker's on new seizure medication, so we'll see how it goes. But you know what? It'll be Gucci, Rory. We're just gonna be flexible, and it'll be fun. And honestly, November, New York in November is kind of ideal. So I'm not mad about it. You know, if there's a month you had to reschedule New York for, like, November is the best month. So I'm not mad about it at all. But really, say a prayer that Rucker will be fine with these new seizure medications, because I'm really bummed about it. More than bummed. It's very devastating to watch him have these grand mal seizures. He's not the kind of dog that has focal seizures, which are the mild ones. He has the grand mal ones, Although the other night we did think he maybe had a focal one. We still don't know for sure, but maybe. Anyways, I feel like that was everything. I feel like that was all the updates. All that to say, yes, there will be hard times, but it'll work out as it should. You know, that I really fully believe that. I truly believe that. It'll work out as it should. And another message to live your dang life. And if you're having a week with, or a month or a season where you're hardly auditioning, just know it'll come back around, you know? They always do. I feel like that was everything I had to say. Thanks for listening. See ya in a couple weeks.